Hi there, and welcome to the next module in the AI Developer Bootcamp. My name is James, and in this session, we're going to be talking about the knowledge and search capabilities that are part of Microsoft's Cognitive Services platform. Knowledge is a key part of the Litware demo. If you recall, at the very beginning, we were able to use the bot to resolve several questions quickly. So that's going to be a key focus of today. We're going to understand how we can use the knowledge services to answer user questions quickly and efficiently. We're also going to see how the knowledge services help us understand the meaning of natural language and not just its structure. There are six different services in this category. We're going to review each of them, and then we're going to go and have a look at the search capabilities that exist in this platform. And we're going to start with Q&A Maker. And this was the technology that allowed the bot to respond to simple Q&A inquiries. Q&A Maker is incredibly easy to get started with. It allows you to upload existing FAQs that your organization may have in spreadsheets, in PDF documents, or in other formats. It can even scrape this information if you have an FAQ page on your website. Once it has this information, it builds a knowledge base and a natural language model, which then allows it to answer questions from your users, even if they don't phrase it exactly the same way as you did in the FAQ document. There's a NuGet package available, which integrates directly with the Bot Framework SDK, which means adding this to an existing bot or surfacing it out as a completely standalone bot is very easy. So to get started, we provide it with the information either from existing documentation or existing websites. We then train a model. We can experiment with this model. We can ask it questions from within the portal, adjust the model, add additional content until we're satisfied with it, and then publish it as a RESTful endpoint. And because of the SDK integration, as you can see in the code sample below, it's very easy to add into the bot framework. Now, the Q&A Maker is very simple and very easy to get started with, but it has very little in terms of extensibility. So if you want to build much more complex search experiences for information in your organization, then you'd be better off looking at a technology like Azure Search. However, you would need to manually integrate and expose it as something that your bot can consume. The next service that we're going to talk about in the knowledge category is entity linking. And this is the service that's going to actually allow us to understand the meaning of natural language, not just its structure. The next services that we're going to look at are typically for more advanced language and knowledge scenarios. The first one we're going to look at is entity linking. Entity linking uses a pre-built knowledge base to extract meaning from language samples. For example, if you have a reference to the term London in your application in a language sample, you may want to be able to understand from the context whether it's a reference to London, England, London, Ontario, or Jack London, the author. And that's what the entity linking service allows you to do. There's an example here on the slide of a text snippet. The entity linking service is able to identify and correctly match these concepts as it processes the text, and in this case, linking through to Wikipedia articles. So it helps you build better experiences in your applications because you can recognize the meaning of these concepts that are expressed by your users. The next two services that we're going to look at also fall into the advanced bucket. The first is knowledge exploration, and it allows you to build interactive search experiences over structured data sets that's powered by natural language. It gives your users a way to query complex data using language. However, it's not for the faint of heart. There are a number of steps that you need to complete before you can enable this in your applications. First, you need to correctly schematize your data. Next, you need to prepare your data for ingestion. Thirdly, you need to generate an index. And then finally, you need to build a natural language grammar. Once you've done all of this, you can allow your users to query like you can see in the screenshot below. The service is able to recognize terms in this query. For example, information retrieval is a search term. And it can also recognize that the user is starting to type in the name of an author based on the grammar that you have defined. The other more advanced service is academic knowledge. And this exposes Microsoft's Academic Graph as a service. Bing indexes a whole bunch of academic data, including studies, authors, institutions, venues, papers, and events. And it allows you to query this information through the Academic Knowledge service. So this is a domain-specific service that exists in the cognitive services family, and is really only applicable if you're building more academic search capabilities. So, out of this family of services in the knowledge category, what should you use? Well, Q&A Maker, as we'll see in just a moment, is a really good one to get started with. It's incredibly easy to upload your existing FAQs and get back an endpoint that you can quickly and easily expose as a bot. The next service to consider is entity linking. And entity linking is going to be applicable for some application scenarios where you need to understand the context of the user's message to make sense of the individual concepts identified in the language sample. And then finally, the advanced services. Academic knowledge is a domain-specific service for academic data. And knowledge exploration is a powerful way for you to build natural language queries over your data sets. But keep in mind, there is a high onboarding cost. So let's go and switch over to the demo machine and see Q&A Maker in action. Right, let's start by looking at how easy it is to create a Q&A Maker service. So the form that we need to complete to create an instance of a new knowledge base is actually really easy. We have to give it a name, and then right here we have options to start importing existing content. We can give it a URL to an FAQ page on a public-facing website, or we can start uploading files that contain question and answer pairs. And we have a whole bunch of different formats that are supported, including documents, spreadsheets, and TSV files. Alternatively, we can start from scratch and just enter our contact directly into the Q&A Maker portal. Now, I've already prepared a service, so let's go and have a look at the one that I built earlier. When you open your service, you can see all of the questions. You can also easily duplicate the answers and attach them to different questions or different ways of phrasing the same question. Once you've entered all of your content, and entering content is very easy, all you need to do is click Create a New Q&A Pair, enter the question and the answer, and save it. Once you've entered your content, you can go to the Test tab. And this actually provides you with a simulated bot interface that you can start interacting with your content. So I can say, where are you based? Question mark. And there's a couple of nice features that exist right in line here. On the right here, we can actually add other phrasings to that same question. And on the left, we can actually correct the response if the bot is unsure or matches multiple responses. Once we're happy with this, once we've added all of the supplementary information that we need, we click Save and Retrain. This will take all of the question and answer pairs, build a natural language model, and make it available to us. We can then click Publish, and this takes that knowledge base and turns it into a web service. And there are a couple of key pieces to notice here. In the URL, we have the ID of our new knowledge base, and just below, we have the key that allows us to access the service. We also have an example of how we can interact with this particular API. We simply put the question in a JSON string. So we can start interacting with it directly from the service, but for our purposes, we want to know how we can integrate this into our intelligent customer service bot. So let's take a look at that. Now, the first thing we need to do is install a NuGet package called the Microsoft Bot Builder Cognitive Services package. And this makes it super easy to integrate Q&A Maker directly into our bot. The The first thing we're going to do is create a Q&A Maker dialogue. And as you can see, it's very simple. All we need to do is inherit from the Q&A Maker dialogue class and add the required information about how to access our Q&A Maker knowledge base. To do that here, I've attached the attachment and I've provided three properties: the key, the knowledge base ID, and the message to return when it is unable to find an answer. Now, like the Lewis dialog, you can also pass all of this information via the constructor if you'd rather load it from configuration. So now we have our dialog. How do we integrate this? Well, there are a bunch of different approaches. One approach we talked about was using iScorables, that is, sending the same message to multiple dialogues and finding the one that was able to match it and deal with it with the highest level of confidence. Another way of dealing or integrating with this is to attach to the none intent in the Lewis dialog. This is a special intent, which is when the Lewis service is unable to match a user utterance to any of the trained utterances. It comes back to the none intent. So in this case, when we receive that, we're going to forward the message on to the Q&A dialog, and it's going to take care of the message from then on in. So let's see this in action. We'll click debug. And then we're going to reload the bot emulator and connect through. We'll get a greeting, and then we can start asking questions. We can ask questions like, where are you based? This will go to Lewis. It will be identified as an intent that doesn't match any of the trained intents. The only trained intent we have is I need insurance. And then it'll be forwarded on to the Q&A maker. The Q&A maker will be able to resolve it. It returns the message, which is then returned to us via the emulator. So in this case, it's able to answer and identify where insurance is based. And that's the extent of the complexity of the Q&A maker. Let's get back to the slides. So we just saw how easy it is to use Q&A maker to add simple question and answer functionality to an existing bot. We're now going to continue our discussion and explore the search APIs that are available through Microsoft's Cognitive Platform. You might wonder why these are considered an artificial intelligence capability, why they are part of the developer bootcamp and the Cognitive Services Platform. In many cases, these kinds of capabilities have been around for many years. You've been able to integrate with existing web search engines within your site. And certainly, that scenario is covered by these search products. The more compelling reason to consider these from an AI perspective is that they allow you to effectively bring the world's knowledge into your application. It allows your application to quickly retrieve information about a whole range of topics so it can more intelligently respond to your users. So before we go on and drill into the individual capabilities of the Bing search APIs, let's talk about Bing as a platform. There are a number of characteristics that make this a very attractive platform to work with as developers. Firstly, it's based on RESTful services that are standards-based, so it's easy to get started. It's also a highly performant platform that's already running at web scale and comes with all the security that we would expect. It's also suitable for the enterprise. It's designed for commercial use and is secure, and is regularly updated with new features and improvements. These services are useful beyond traditional search scenarios. For example, one Microsoft customer used them to enable and build a customer intelligence service, which allowed them to use image search to identify competitors and how they were marketing similar products. The image search API not only allowed them to identify which competitors were selling these products, but the metadata that was collected by the service was able to identify things like price, features, and much more. Let's start by looking at Bing Web Search. This is the service that allows you to build experiences that are just the same as the Bing.com homepage. So not only can you get search results, but you can get all of the features that Bing shows you on their homepage. So it allows you to expose deep links into the top rated results. It allows you to infuse recent news articles, images, videos, and related searches, and much more. Bing also has a number of vertical search offerings, images, video, and news. And these work in a very similar way. But because they're vertically focused, the responses that we get as developers are much more sophisticated. So when we search for images, we can actually filter by things like license, size, style, or even color. And we can get back enhanced insights like entity recognition or visually similar images. Similar features available for video and news search. They provide better filters that are specific to the domain and enhance metadata in the response. Perhaps most exciting for us as AI developers are the Bing specialized search APIs. Entity search is similar to traditional web search, but it can take into account the user's location and provides back a much richer response. So if we were to search for coffee, for example, we would get back local businesses that sell coffee. We would get information about coffee as a product. We would get information about other places and things that are relevant to coffee. It wouldn't just be a plain standard web search. The other relevant search offering for us as AI developers is custom search. And custom search allows you to build your own search index. You can place just the sites, subsites, or pages that are relevant to your scenario, and then do searches over that content. This unlocks two really powerful scenarios. The first is cross-site search. If you have a number of public-facing websites, you can add them all to a custom search index and allow your customers to search across them. The second is vertical search. So you can actually build search experiences that are specific to domains. The last specialized search offering is AutoSuggest, and this complements services like Bing Web Search and allows you to provide autocomplete and auto-suggest experiences within your website. Let's go and take a look at Bing Custom Search and how we can use that to build better experiences for our customers. So to work with the Custom Search service, all we need to do is go to the Custom Search portal at customsearch.ai. We can sign in and then we can view the custom search instances that we've built. Let's open the Florida Tourist Attractions custom search instance that I built earlier. In the definition editor here, I have entered all of the sites that I think would make really good resources for somebody interested in Florida tourist attractions. And you can see I can insert individual pages, full sites, or subsites. I can then issue a query right from inside the custom search portal to see how this might work. I can enter something like Florida water parks. When I receive the results, you'll notice that there are a couple of additional pieces of functionality in line with the search entries. We can override the behavior of how Bing presents these results back to us. We can boost specific sites if we think they're particularly important for queries like this one. We can block sites that we don't think are relevant, and we can even pin specific sites to the top of the search instance. Bing also helps us identify useful places to get additional sites for our particular search engine. Down the bottom here, it finds sites that are similar to the ones that we've already entered and might be applicable for our scenario. We can also switch just to query Bing directly, and we can compare the results that we receive with the results that Bing provides. And if we find sites that might be useful, we can directly add them into our index. We can also see blocked pages, remove them, add them from here, and we can see particular results that are pinned. In this case, when we query for Florida water parks, we're going to get this one very high up for ranking. Now, once we've actually built this experience, once we've registered all the sites that we're interested in, we have a couple of ways where we can consume this content. The first one is via the API. Using the API allows us to submit user queries from our existing applications and then consume the results and display them however we want to. The other option is to use a hosted API. The custom search service allows us to build and customize front ends that we can then host within our site very easily. So the experience of building a custom search engine that spans either your organization's sites or potentially provides a vertical search experience is very straightforward. You just need to add the sites you're interested in, and then you can either integrate that site, this offering, into your site through an API, or use a hosted UI and embed pre-rendered, customizable experience into your existing app. Let's get back to the slides. So we just saw how we can add a variety of sites to a Bing custom search instance to build a Florida tourist attractions search engine. We're able to adjust the ranking, we were able to block sites, and we were able to control the experience from end to end for our customers. So this brings us to the end of our session on knowledge and search. We were able to answer those two questions that we posed at the start. How do we answer the questions that our users pose? Well, we can use Q&A Maker to quickly and easily load content and then expose it through a bot. Second, how do we understand the meaning of natural language? Well, we can use entity linking for that, and it can highlight and help us understand the specific references that our customers are making. I hope you'll join us for the next session in the AI Developer Bootcamp, where we look at the speech capabilities available in Microsoft's platform. We'll be right back.